Daud sampai di Nob kepada Ahimelech imam itu.
Dengan gemetar, Ahimelech menemui Daud dan berkata, "Mengapa kamu seorang diri dan tidak ada orang yang bersamamu?"
Chapter 21. Then came David to Nob to Ahimelech the priest, and Ahimelech was afraid at the meeting of David, and said unto him, "Why art thou alone and no man with thee?"
Daud berkata kepada Imam Ahimelech, "Raja memerintahkan sesuatu kepadaku dengan berkata kepadaku, siapapun tidak boleh mengetahui sesuatu yang kutugaskan dan kuperintahkan kepadamu. Karena itu, aku menunjuk anak buahku untuk pergi ke suatu tempat."
And David said unto Ahimelech the priest, "The king hath commanded me a business, and has said unto me, let no man know anything of the business whereabout I send thee, and what I have commanded thee. And I have appointed my servants to such and such a place."
"Sekarang, apa yang ada di tanganmu, berikanlah 5 roti, atau apa saja yang ada."
"Now therefore, what is under thine hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in mine hand, or what there is present."
Imam itu menjawab Daud, "Tidak ada roti biasa di tanganku, hanya ada roti kudus, jika anak buahmu dapat menjaga dirinya terhadap perempuan."
And the priest answered David and said, "There is no common bread under mine hand, but there is hallowed bread, if the young men have kept themselves at least from women."
Daud menjawab imam itu, "Sesungguhnya, kami tidak diperbolehkan bergaul dengan perempuan, seperti sebelumnya, saat aku berperang. Tubuh anak buahku itu kudus, bahkan ketika pada perjalanan biasa, terlebih lagi hari ini, tubuh mereka masing-masing kudus."
And David answered the priest and said unto him, "Of a truth, women have been kept from us about these 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel."
Imam itu memberikan roti kudus itu, sebab tidak ada roti di sana kecuali roti persembahan yang diambil dari hadapan Tuhan untuk ditukar dengan roti baru.
So the priest gave him hallowed bread, for there was no bread there but the shoe bread that was taken from before the Lord to put hot bread in the day when it was taken away.
Pada hari itu, ada seorang pegawai Saul di sana yang ditahan untuk melayani Tuhan, namanya Doad, orang Edom, yaitu pengawas gembala-gembala Saul.
Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chiefest of the herdmen that belonged to Saul.
Daud berkata kepada Ahimelech, "Tidak adakah di sini tombak atau pedang dalam tanganmu, sebab aku tidak membawa pedangku maupun senjataku, karena perintah aja itu mendesak."
David said unto Ahimelech, "And is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? For I have neither brought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste."
Kemudian imam itu berkata, "Pedang Goliat, orang Filistin, yang kau kalahkan di lembah Tabantin itu, yang kebetulan terbungkus di dalam kain di belakang efod itu.
Apabila kamu akan mengambilnya, ambillah, sebab tidak ada yang lain kecuali itu."
Daud berkata, "Tidak ada lagi yang seperti itu.
Berikanlah kepadaku."
And the priest said, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom thou slewest in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If thou wilt take that, take it, for there is no other save that here." And David said, "There is none like that. Give it me."
Daud bangkit dan melarikan diri pada hari itu juga dari hadapan Saul. Dia pergi kepada Akhis, raja Gat.
And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath.
Pegawai-pegawai Akhis berkata kepadanya, "Bukankah orang itu, Daud, raja negeri itu, bukankah terhadapnya orang-orang bernyanyi-nyanyi dan menari-nari sambil berkata, Saul mengalahkan beribu-ribu, tetapi Daud berlaksa-laksa."
And the servants of Achish said unto him, "Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s?
Daud memperhatikan kata-kata itu, dan hatinya menjadi takut sekali terhadap Akis, kajagat itu.
David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of Akish, the king of Gath.
Ia mengubah tingkah lakunya seperti orang yang sakit ingatan di hadapan mereka dan berpura-pura gila di dekat mereka.
Dia menggores-gores di dekat pintu gerbang dan membiarkan ludahnya meneleh ke janggutnya.
And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down upon his beard.
Kemudian, Ahis berkata kepada para pegawainya, "Perhatikanlah, kamu melihat orang itu dia. Mengapa kamu membawanya kepadaku
And said Akish unto his servants, "Lo, ye see the man is mad, wherefore then have ye brought him to me?"
Apakah aku kekurangan orang gila, sehingga kamu membawa orang ini untuk menunjukkan ketilaannya di hadapanku? Pantaskah orang ini masuk ke rumahku?
Have I need of madmen that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?